The Skagway Borough Assembly rejects a waterfront appraisal that would raise rent for white paths, an update on the roadless rule, and the Skagway News will change ownership. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimpel. Those stories are up next. The Skagway Borough Assembly rejected an appraisal of its waterfront that would have substantially increased the rent that White Pass and Yukon Railroad route pays to the municipality. While some assembly members agreed that the company did not pay the municipality enough for the use of the waterfront, the majority felt there could be severe consequences for accepting the appraisal. Henry Leisha has more.
The amount White Pass pays in rent to use Skagway's waterfront is determined by the appraised value of the land according to a lease agreement drafted in 1968. Every 5 years, the municipality gets a new appraisal of the waterfront to adjust the lease rate. For decades, this appraisal has been carried out by Horan & Company. Last year, the appraiser listed the value at $2.2 million. But according to a review by real estate firm Integra, the appraisal did not accurately assess the land's market value. The municipality then paid Integra to carry out its own appraisal of the waterfront. It listed the value of the municipal property at $14.7 million, over six times as high as the Horan & Company appraisal. Tori Korn of Survey Point Holdings addressed the appraisals on behalf of White Pass President Bob Burdo on Thursday. He said that Integra's appraisal breaks with precedent set by past lease adjustments.
It's very disappointing to receive a letter with very little notice that your annual lease payments could be increased by almost 600%. It's clear to us that the municipality is at least considering an option to basically rebuke 50 years of appraisal practices and valuations to implement what we view as a gross misinterpretation of the lease.
The Integra appraisal and the Horan & Company appraisal are so different because of their methods. While Integra accounted for the value added by improvements that have been made by White Pass to the land over the years, Horan & Company appraised the land as if it had not changed since the lease began in 1968. At the meeting Thursday, Assemblyman David Brenna voted to adopt Integra's appraisal. He said that even if it breaks with past practices, it was important to ensure White Pass paid its fair share.
You know, this is White Pass. We haven't charged them market rent since 1988 when they reopened. I mean, so it's been a pretty big gift, but, you know, is that a reason to continue it at all of our expense? I don't think so.
Currently, White Pass pays $127,000 a year to lease the tidelands from the municipality. Brenna said this number is dramatically low.
We're here representing the citizens of Skagway, not trying to give somebody a friends and family rate of some kind. If people don't pay market rate on their properties, guess who gets to make it up? The taxpayers.
While Assemblyman Orion Hansen agreed the current lease rate is inadequate, he said if they raise the lease payments to $882,000 a year, White Pass will transfer the cost to other businesses.
By putting White Pass in the position where they're going to either raise their rates on their other tenants, whether that's right or wrong, try to squeeze a dollar down the road, and if that affects the price of bread and price of gasoline, but that's really, I think, what it will cause is it'll cause further gridlock.
Assemblyman Steve Burnham agreed that adopting the Integra appraisal could cause problems. He highlighted the legal consequences.
I think that the Integra appraisal is the correct one. I don't know if it's the correct one for our community. If we adopt it as the lease calls for, the decision on disagreements is made up in court. And so, without a doubt, we'll be whirlwinded into court.
The assembly rejected the Integra appraisal in a 4-2 vote. However, a vote on whether to adopt the Horan & Company appraisal was postponed until the assembly could consult with the borough's attorney. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
The U.S. Forest Service released a summary of public comments on changes to the roadless rule in the Tongass National Forest. The takeaway is that the majority of the comments are in favor of leaving the rule in place in Alaska and not exempting the state from following it. Over 140,000 people submitted an opinion on the controversial topic. Back in August, the Forest Service said it would consider the state's ask for an exemption that would make it easier to build new roads through the federal land. But the themes expressed in most of the comments suggest the Tongass is more valuable without the addition of the new roads. People mentioned the tourism and fishing industry as examples of business that could be negatively impacted. Though the consensus was to essentially do nothing, the Forest Service is still working on plans to create an Alaska-specific rule. The agency plans to release a draft environmental impact statement the public can comment on this summer. Larry Persily is buying the Skagway News from current owner Chris Sorg. According to the paper, Sorg is leaving to take care of health issues. This won't be the first time Persily has run a newspaper in Southeast Alaska. He and his late wife moved to the state from Chicago when they bought the Wrangell newspaper in the late 1970s. After about 25 years of journalism jobs, Persily transitioned to public policy work.
After covering the legislature for so many years, I was getting frustrated, and I thought, well, if reporting on it isn't making it better, maybe I can try getting involved inside to make it better.
So he worked for the State Department of Revenue, as an investigator for the Ombudsman's Office, and as chief of staff for Kenai Peninsula Borough. He's also worked for several governor's offices and as a legislative staffer in Kotzebue. He says he missed journalism after a couple of decades in government. Persily lives in Anchorage and has an apartment in Juneau. So why Skagway?
Because Skagway is for sale, and I could afford it.
He also has friends and community in Southeast after his years in Wrangell. Haines residents may remember Persily managed the Chilkat Valley News for a few weeks last summer while owner Kyle Clayton was commercial fishing. He's been helping out at a number of Alaska papers as part of a transition back into journalism. He calls it quasi-retirement and says residents can look forward to a fatter paper in Skagway.
We need more pages, more news, more content in there, so that people have more of a reason to look forward to it, to buy the paper, to advertise in it. But definitely my immediate plan is to add more pages and more news.
Persily was in Skagway this week to meet with newspaper staff. He will officially take over the 1st of April. That was the KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org.